My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Game. Today in Atlanta, history will be made. Never before in the history of mankind has such an elite assembly of athletes taken to the field in a matchup of titans to determine who stands and who falls. It's 92.9 The Game's Summer Games. Can I stop the voice now?
Yeah, man, you're fine.
Our producers are going head-to-head to fight for bragging rights at a collection of athletic events. Live from Pickle and Social in Suwannee, it's 92.9 The Game's Summer Games.
Brought to you by Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dukes and Bell.
Yes, we are live at Pickle and Social.
Well, he was talking about the big voice. I just thought I might throw it in there.
Hey, man, before we get to the NFL Blitz, my brother, as we're hanging out, I was just talking to our man, Smoking Joe Patrick. You know, you and I were talking yesterday a lot because we're passionate about all things American. We want to be good at everything we do, right? They moved on from Berhalter yesterday at the end of the show after a humiliating defeat in Copa America. Well, I was hoping it seemed like a pipe dream to some. You know, some folks, maybe Jurgen Klopp's ego would be so big, Carl, he could come over to America and do something with this team that hasn't been done before. But word official now that Jurgen Klopp has turned down the U.S. men's national team in their effort to bring him over here to be the manager and the head coach.
I asked Mike this question before we started the show today, not being a smartie, right. But here's the reality. He's making a lot of money over there. And he is a hot commodity.
But he did walk away from Liverpool. The world is his oyster. But
he did. Yeah. And the reality is, the other side of this is, we ain't got that kind of money at team men's national team. We don't have $20 million to pay the coach or the manager that is just kind of sitting there. So right. I'm not saying we're limited. This is still a very attractive job. And I said, they got to get it right. But I know everybody, Mike, and you said it, shoot for the stars. Go get the best guy. But I just felt like the cost was going to be overbearing.
How do you afford it? You pass the hat. But my thing is two things. We do have talent. It's maybe a little bit overhyped, and maybe, yeah, there's some issues with the toughness, but toughen these guys up. But the one thing that was really cool about this guy, for guys who don't follow soccer, I'll make it very simple. Klopp, they call it heavy metal soccer. Very aggressive style that I think would really resonate with our casual fan, not to mention, you know, the hardcore soccer fans. Either way, go to plan B and C, but hopefully get somebody who can squeeze something out of these dudes who look really soft as Charmin here, Carl, in Copa America.
Yeah, I'm curious to see where this goes. I really am. And by the way, it shouldn't take 6 weeks.
No.
Mike, this should not be the hiring of our new U.S. men's national team should not take 6 to 7 weeks. This should be a process. If they knew, which they did, they were moving on from Berhalter. This was just the official announcement.
Right.
They knew last week, guys. They should have been making calls, which I'm hoping they were, and they should have been on this, and we'll move on to the next potential candidate. But I know that's a guy that a lot of soccer fans, hardcore fans, said this is a perfect fit for
us. Just good style, and like his reputation is rock solid, what he did at Liverpool. But, yeah, all right, plan B. If there ever was if that was plan A, maybe they got another plan.
We're heading to Washington, D.C., guys, where the Commanders are. Of course, they're on the schedule this year. J.P. Finley's going to join us from 106.7 The Fan. Midday host up there, covers the team. And we'll talk about all the things that are going on, including it's kind of a weird situation this year because we see Arthur Smith. Well, we won't. I mean, he's not going to be on the sideline, but he'll be coaching the Steelers as the offensive coordinator. Dan Quinn, Mike, you know, it's rare where you're seeing coaches that you're familiar with But it really means nothing. These games are not going to be about Arthur Smith, and they're certainly not going to be about Dan Quinn. It's going to be about who executes, Mike, who scores points in the red zone, who gets dubs, right? And if it comes down to something that they do that's boneheaded on their behalf, then certainly it becomes a story. But honestly, Mike Tomlin's on the sideline, man. He's the Steeler. He's the guy. If we're able to beat the Steelers, that's what it's going to be about. And if Arthur Smith calls some knuckleheaded play in the red zone, Mike, and it costs them, then that's that.
Look, Arthur Smith wanted to be tough physically with his team, wanted to be running the football, which, you know, that's part of his calling card coming from Tennessee all those years, you know, utilizing Derrick Henry, getting the most out of A.J. Brown. It just, again, the quarterback.
That's it.
Now we got a guy, and we'll see. I just think that, you know, you said it. We do know what Ra's about, although Ra didn't have his players or his coaches when he was here taking over for Dan. Now he gets to implement his game plan. And Zach Robinson, if everything that we've seen of guys who have worked for McVay, with the exception of the Chargers' job, that was a defensive coordinator, but everybody off the offensive side of McVay's coaching tree has had success wherever they've gone.
Yeah. No doubt about it. And I think Zach's going to do a really good job here. We will go up to D.C. in just a little bit. Guys, love to hear from you as this hour is brought to you by our friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. Summer games continue here, Pickle and Social. Right now, let's get to an NFL Blitz!
Welcome to the NFL.
With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
Well, let's start with the Saquon thing, Mike, because Joe Shane basically is on the phone. This is Hard Knocks, right? This is different than the one we're gearing up for here in just a few weeks. I don't even know the date of when it starts, but this is basically the offseason Hard Knocks.
Right.
And so they followed the Giants, and there were some plot lines, obviously, the Daniel Jones thing, but Saquon Barkley was the big one. And so Joe Shane, the general manager, is talking about mulling over, you know, what they're going to do with Saquon. And basically, we realize that he tells Saquon on the phone, you need to test the market. And we always wonder about these things. You know, do they tell these guys, or these guys go, hey, you're not going to pay me, so I'm out of here. I thought it was pretty forthcoming with Saquon Barkley, Mike, who, by the way, is now an Eagle.
It's like, hey, we want you, but we just can't afford you.
It's exactly what he said. No, it really is. I mean, and the crazy thing is, Saquon, I think, with the Eagles' offensive line, and we'll see them, too, by the way, speaking of our schedule, I think he's going to have a really good year.
Yeah, I mean, look, we all know that the running backs, for a minute, really did get marginalized. I think they kind of came back up a little bit, you know, to a degree. I know wide receiver pay now has gone through the roof, and that'll probably get correct at some point. But the running backs, you still got to have them, and you've got to have a running back if you're Philadelphia to help take pressure off of Jalen Hurts. I just think, you know, what is Saquon Barkley going to do in this offense? Well, what he should have been doing in the Giants offense. Same thing we want from Bijan Robinson, the ultimate weapon, catching balls out of the backfield. He can run inside the tackles. We know he's physical. You know, the health thing with him has always been a concern. But, yeah, I just felt the Giants just kind of blew it. I would have said, roll the dice with Saquon, give him the loot, and just eventually you just draft a quarterback. I would have, you know, maybe Michael Penix, maybe one of the guys they would have moved up for that was in this year's most recent draft. But they're stuck with Daniel Jones, and they're just trying to ride this thing out. And I just think if you're Dable, man, you're spinning your wheels. I think Dable's gone after this year. I really do.
Let's hear Joe Shane, the general manager, courtesy of HBO Hard Knocks. This is him talking about Saquon doesn't want to be tagged, and this is what we were talking about, that phone conversation. And then we'll let you hear Joe Shane on the sixth pick in the draft, which is something they were mulling around. Here's Shane.
The rebuttal is, he's obviously expressed he doesn't want to be franchised.
Yeah.
The response to that.
I understand he doesn't want to be franchised, and I wanted to give him a lot of money a year ago, and he didn't want that, but there's nothing I could do about that, so.
Yeah, I would.
I'm not going to say that. I understand how he feels, and, you know, again, we got to do what's best for the organization, and we're going to discuss as a group what we think is best moving forward.
You know, ultimately, we got to do what's best for the franchise, you know, short term and long term, and we'll take all those things into account. But look forward to meeting with his representative.
Mike, and here's where I
tried to put the deal together. It wasn't enough money for him 2 years ago. But it still was. But that was not even remotely close to some of the bigger deals that had come before. That's when we started to see the correction in the running back market.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying.
Giants are part of that collusion.
Here's where, and I don't know if it makes a difference now, but if you're the Giants, tell your fans, man, here's what we offered.
Right.
We wanted 4 years, 5 years. We want to give them $90 million. Tell the fans you tried sincerely. If you just come on and say, well, we tried to pay Mike Bell a lot of money. What's that mean?
Exactly.
That doesn't mean anything.
It's like when a team tells you at the trade deadline, well, we were really close. But come on. No, you weren't. You know what I mean? You can say we had so many deals on the table. Yeah, but when you don't give specifics, you might as well just say, oh, it's a bunch of nonsense.
By the way, were you surprised at who they went with in the draft?
Yeah, it's like us. Well, we didn't when we went with Drake London, we still didn't have a quarterback. Technically.
And they drafted a wide receiver.
When they don't have a quarterback.
Correct.
And they're even saying Daniel Jones will run less. There's an article in Pro Football Talk today saying he'll be less two-dimensional. So that's even less compelling.
Yeah, but that's part of his strength. Here's Joe Shane, the general manager of the Giants, talking about the sixth pick.
And then QB. To me, I think these things will kind of dominate, especially with the national crowd that'll be here. A bunch of them have been reporting that we're interested in moving up. I mean, we're sixth pick in the draft, so there's going to be a lot of good players there. We're going to look at all positions. And again, you hope you're not up there again. You don't want to be picking in the top 10. But it's a good draft, a solid draft across the board. And we're going to have an opportunity to get a good player. And we're going to evaluate all the positions and take the best player we can.
Well, they took a wide receiver, and maybe he turns out to be a stud, but I'm with Mike on this as far as, part of that, too, was the commitment they had already made to Dan Jones. So
yeah, you might as well trade down and get yourself a big-time offensive lineman. At least you can anchor, get some solid. Like, I get it. They go for a big-time receiver, and he is a big-time receiver, and he's a lot like Drake London. But still, it's the chicken and the egg. If you're not going to go quarterback
right.
this year, I just – especially in that division, even though Dallas does kind of, let's be honest, screw things up seven ways to Sunday, they're still better than the Giants. Eagles are better than the Giants.
Personnel-wise.
And the Commanders might be better than the Giants this year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's our NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. When he was drafted by the Seahawks, I said, this guy's going to be a stud. Mike, he stayed hurt. Jamal Adams is now with the Tennessee Titans. Today we get word that they've agreed to a deal with the free agent safety. Remember, he had a nasty injury with Seattle. He's a player, man, when healthy, but the problem again is he's been in the league 7 years, and I don't even remember when he was good.
Well, that's just it. I mean, remember, they traded for him, the big trade with
Correct.
The Jets, giving up the big draft
that's
pick.
That's right.
And ever since he went to Seattle, he just, you're right, could not stay healthy. He was a three-time Pro Bowler, but ever since he got to Seattle, it's just been a whole lot of, well, 1 year of good, then 2 years of not. So, yeah, on to Tennessee, and this is the risk. I mean, this is why with the NFL, we always talk about get what you can, get that guaranteed loot. Because the only thing guaranteed is the signing bonus, and you never know where you're going to be health-wise. Now, granted, he fleeced Seattle.
He did.
He really did, if we're honest.
Yeah, and I thought they gave up a lot, but they felt like they were close. Remember, Russell Wilson was still there. They thought it was a piece of pick.
He'd be the best player defensively, put him over the top. Remember when they beat us in the high-scoring game?
He dominated the game.
Took the game over.
He dominated the
year of the COVID season.
Oh, my goodness. He made every play. Meanwhile, we're talking about Jamal Adams. He's only 28, by the way. Bill Belichick, Mike, joining Inside the NFL for the upcoming season. So Bill's going to get his broadcast on, man.
Coming up, I'll give you my picks on how to pick up chicks on an airplane.
I'm sorry.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm sorry.
We'll be back in 2-2.
Can't wait to see what Bill's going to look like in this environment.
Did you tell me that his girlfriend was taking pictures of
yes,
him?
Yes, there's photos. It's basically what you would do if you were in your 20s with your boyfriend. Lean up against the fence. And so they're at a beach somewhere, presumably like, Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket or whatever. And here's Bill doing like high school photos with his girlfriend. It's very romantic. And by the way, don't
hate the player, hate the game.
But no, good for him, man. Like,
how old is she?
She's 26.
How old is Bill?
72. Oh, she's 24. Yeah, she's
24.
24. He's 72.
I'm not. Look, I don't discriminate against age. I'm just saying. How old is Bill?
He is 72.
72. She's 24.
That's right.
You know, I've got shoes and bottles of wine.
Yes,
closet.
You do.
They met when she was 21.
Yeah, she was 21 on the plane. Discussing philosophy.
She's a cheerleader, right?
Cheerleader at a small college in Massachusetts. She was. As I said earlier to Carl.
So Bill was scoping her out years ago.
Well, no, they just happened to be sitting on the plane.
Yeah,
together.
Right. That's what they all say.
But you imagine if you're that girl's dad. You couldn't date him when he was coaching the Patriots. You could have got some tickets out of this deal. Now I just got my daughter dating a creepy old guy.
But seriously, let me ask you, though. Come on, let me ask you. Be real, Mike.
Yeah.
72?
Yeah, love is beautiful.
24.
The heart wants
what
the heart
wants. What are they
talking
about?
I'm going to show you a cover three here. Tell me. Do it.
I mean, seriously.
Difference between cover two and cover three.
He probably has a dry erase board. He's probably very bored right now.
Oh, my God. All right. I'm not tripping. Bill, do you? I did not know it was that big
good
of a difference.
Good for Bill. Good for you.
I thought it was 36. I thought she was like 36.
No, man. She's 24.
And there were pictures that surfaced over the weekend where she was making him pose.
Yeah, we just talked.
Like, yeah, in like Martha's Vineyard or something
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Hey, man. It is Dukes and Bell. We're live at Pickle Social. Is the heat getting to you, Chris?
I was on vacation. I wasn't here.
We'll take you inside.
Let's
get you some cool air. We just talked about it, you maniac.
We're
live at Pickle Social in Gwinnett. We're going to have our competition. Bo is stuck in traffic, but we've got our guys battling for Team Dukes and Team Bell.
This is not good. He's stuck in traffic. He's already worked up.
Yes, he's going to come in a bad mindset to play Connect Four.
All right, we're coming back. We're going to head to D.C. and talk to our guy, J.P. Finley, about the Commanders. We'll find out the latest on those guys, man. It's Dukes and Bell.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
It is Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're at Pickle and Social, and we are getting ready for day 2 of our summer games, which is going to happen. But before we get to that, Mike, we got to talk some football. Let me draw out a scenario for you guys. Late December, Commanders taking on the Falcons. We are at their place. Are the Commanders one of the surprise teams of the season? Are we leading our division in one of the surprise teams of the season?
I like that scenario. Either way, I like the scenario you're painting. I really like that quarterback. I really wanted us to move up if it was possible. No way you could get there. They got the guy, Jaden Daniels. I like the offensive coordinator. And all of our audience knows Sargent's slogan. How is Dan Quinn doing up in D.C.? Let's talk to our man, J.P. Finley, from 106.7 The Fan. What's up, brother? How's Coach doing up there, man?
Guys, how you doing? I hadn't heard Sargent's slogan, but I kind of love that. I may have to use that now.
He's familiar.
Yes. And look, we love the guy. He was a lot of fun. He was one of those guys, JP, that you just wish sometimes when things weren't going well, you just kind of spin it. Not spin it, just kind of keep it real. But Dan was always a guy trying to find the positive side of any situation, even till the last days here in Atlanta. But the players loved him. And as you guys know, we're that close from the Super Bowl. But how is he doing? Are the guys buying into his message up there with the Commanders?
Yeah, so far so good, right? But nobody's fumbled, no field goals missed yet. Like everything is going well right now. But they also needed kind of a refresh here in Washington. You could draw some parallels, frankly, between Rivera and Dan Quinn, but the message has just grown so stale, and last year was so bad. And the one thing I really like is the staff DQ's put together. You got former head coaches, a lot of former coordinators, just a talented staff that seems ready to really push these players. And I think this is a long-term rebuild in Washington. I think Adam Peters, the new GM, has made that pretty clear. And I think DQ is a good leader for at least the beginning of that, to try to get back to a competitive form of defense. And then, you know, if you just look at the results defensively from Dallas, even, they've been really good in the secondary down there, and they've been really good at developing players. And Washington's been awful at that. So ideally, he's able to kind of turn this pass defense around pretty quick.
JP, let's talk about the general manager. Peters comes from the 49ers. We know what the philosophy is there. What has he said about how they're planning on team building in Washington?
He wants to build everything through the draft. And if you look at this year, I think you saw a real Peters move. To me, taking Jaden Daniels at number two was a given. That was the right move. There wasn't much of a decision to make. But they had 36 and 40, and he traded out of 40 to get 50 and 53. Like, I think that was just a volume play, right? He just wanted more picks, more chances to try to fill out what is really a pretty depleted roster. And I liked the draft. I think they probably added, like, if the draft to me will swing on. Daniels is almost its own category. But this guy, Brandon Coleman, they drafted out of TCU. They think he's a left tackle. And if they are proven right on that and they get their left tackle of the future – with a third rounder, I want to say a pick around 70, then that makes this draft kind of a smash. We'll see, though. That's why they play the game.
Fan base has got to be over the moon that big ding-dong, the witch is dead. The Daniel Snyder thing, it was like a horror movie. I mean, what the new owner, I know that sometimes not the best public speaker, but how excited are people about the new direction?
Oh, man, it's such a breath of fresh air. And they're spending money, and they just brought back – I mean, it sounds so stupid to try to explain to your audience, but they just brought back gold pants to the uniform. I mean, seriously, everything has gone so wrong for the organization for the last, like, 5-7 years, and Snyder's been right in the center of all of it. The stadium sucks. They're going to spend some money on the stadium. The practice facility sucks. They're spending money at the practice facility. These guys are – listen, it's not like the Sixers are rolling in NBA championships. You don't want to overstate anything. But these guys are professionals that take pride in what they build, and that just hadn't been the case in Washington for so long that it is a really exciting time, even if I don't know that they're going to be that good this year. They signed a ton of veteran free agents to one-year deals. Those guys are all just Band-Aids. I don't think they have a lot of depth. You got a rookie quarterback. Like, there's a lot to be concerned about from a win-loss perspective, but there's so much more big picture to be really excited about in Washington.
Yeah, and the division, again, is tough. There's no debating that. As we talk to our buddy J.P. Finley up there in Washington talking about the Commanders, guys, it is a late December game. What's on the line at that point? We don't know. And that's why I pointed out that scenario that could be at play where the Commanders might be in the mix. Who knows? And that game might be bigger than what we assume it might be at this particular juncture. Let's talk about the defense personnel. Who's the stud, and every year we talk about pass rush, and, you know, I look at what you guys have drafted in the past. Some of that panned out, some of it didn't. You guys traded some guys away up front. What's it going to look like this year?
I mean, the days of Chase Young and Montez Sweat being on the cover of the program and kind of being those marketable players, that's gone, right? But they kind of underperformed. Montez was good, but the numbers never followed, and Chase, between the injuries and everything else, just never delivered on kind of the excitement. You still got John Allen and Daron Payne in the middle. They signed a guy, Dorrance Armstrong from Dallas, who could be a pretty good pass rusher for them, I think. His sack per snap ratio was really high, but he just didn't get that much work with Micah Parsons and Tank Lawrence and everything they've got in Dallas. They signed this kid, Frankie Louvu, from Carolina. You guys might be familiar with him watching, you know, the NFC South ball. And the way Dan Quinn likes to move guys around and kind of use versatile pieces, I think Louvu could be a pretty good piece in the pass rush. It's going to be interesting. I mean, they signed, again, it's a bunch of veteran free agents that you've heard of, Clelin Ferrell and I'm blanking, Fowler. Fowler that's been with the Rams and the Niners.
Yeah, Dante Fowler,
It's not gonna wow you, but I think if they're better coached and more disciplined than they have been, it could be a lot better than it was.
Talking about everybody on our schedule, and today, guys, talking with J.P. Finley from 106.7 The Fan up here on the WaitForIt.com hotline about the Commanders. Was Belichick ever in play up there? I know that it seemed like that one kind of died pretty quickly. A little more life down here before they decided on Quinn, because from the outside looking in, Quinn seemed like a bit of a, you know, a meh hire, for, at least from out here.
Yeah, I mean, they've tried to kind of revise history a little bit, but I think they really wanted Ben Johnson, the Lions offensive coordinator, and then that kind of went sideways, and eventually he told them, thanks but no thanks, I'm not interested in even having the interview, even though they were flying to Detroit to interview him. He handled it very poorly, but he made his decision, and they landed with DQ. I do think DQ is the right kind of culture, rah-rah, let's get this thing going and bring some energy, but I don't know, you know, what he is as in the rebuild. And if Jaden Daniels hits, then that changes everything. The Belichick stuff, it's funny because you got to remember this ownership group is comprised of a lot of different people. And some of them are high profile, some of them are lower profile. Josh Harris is the majority owner, and he's the one that decides, makes all the decisive actions. But there are other people, and there are other people that may or may not have wanted to talk to Belichick. But best I can tell, everything I've been told from sources up here is that Harris was never interested in Belichick.
JP, Austin Eckler damn near beat us by himself. It was Herbert and Austin Eckler. Every receiver was hurt when they played us last year. And
literally.
I'm serious. Austin Eckler was catching everything, caught a touchdown. You guys signed him, but I also like Robinson. I'm looking at this running back tandem going, okay, that could be very interesting. How do you feel about it?
I agree with you. I think if you go back and look at Cliff Kingsbury when he was with the Cardinals, the best year they had, I want to say it was 21. They went 11-5. I think it was before they went to 17 games. And they had two backs that combined for over 2,000 yards from scrimmage, over 20 touchdowns. And they had kind of the power guy in James Conner and then kind of the more traditional snap back or third down back, whatever you want to call him, in Chase Edmonds. And I think that's what they've put together here with Eckler and Brian Robinson. Eckler's come out and said, you know, I'm not a 300-touch guy anymore. That's not what I'm looking for. This Washington offense is perfect for me. And Brian Robinson is a beast. And I think, especially if there's more space, which I think Jaden Daniels will create in some capacity, and if your pass game works a little bit better, there should be a little more space. I like the backs a lot. I think they have the right mindset, the right setup. I think Kingsbury, if it goes well, knows how to work with two backs. And I do like both those guys. I know the fantasy community is going to be pissed because it's like, who do you count on? I don't know that. But I think trying to actually win football games, both those guys help you.
All right, big guy, 4-13 last year. Before we cut you loose, what are you guys going to be? Are you going to be over 500? Are you going to be grinding? When Carl asked that question, we see you guys near the end of the season.
Yeah, I think they get to 7, which is a ton of improvement. I think 7-10 sounds pretty reasonable. I really worry about the depth. And, you know, they don't have a bye week till late mid-December, probably right before they play the Falcons, honestly. But I just want you guys to enjoy Kirk. Enjoy the Kirk Cousins experience. I experienced it for many years.
You like that?
Well, you know what? Dude, all I want is dubs. Yeah, that's all I want. JP, man, great job.
Bro, if you've been in the world we've been living in, brother, the last 2 years, I mean, seriously, this is literally like Joe Montana has just dropped to us.
Yeah, need dubs. That's it.
I recognize things have been a little quiet there in Atlanta. I live in Washington. There hasn't been a quarterback throw for 30 touchdowns since Sonny Jurgensen. So forgive me if I don't cry for you.
Appreciate you stopping by, man. Continued success. Thanks, we'll talk soon, JP. Thanks, man. Good stuff from JP Finley there talking about the Commanders. I'm curious to see. That's one of the teams, Mike. You know, every year I kind of pick a team and I go, what are they going to do? And I start paying a little bit more attention when I'm not watching the Falcons or whatever. That's a team I'm very curious. They got really good offensive personnel. Zach Ertz is there.
Right.
And his wide receiving core is good.
We said it earlier. I'm like, Dan, we can have some fun with Dan because our experience is there. But it just seems like a cloud has lifted now that Daniel Snyder is no longer in charge of that thing.
No doubt. We are live at Pickle and Social, guys. Get ready for game day. Summer games. It's game day 2, and we're going to get to it. It is all about the oversized board games today. We'll
look at this
more.
Crowd in Buford. Women have driven. They've gotten off the pickleball course to see men, grown men, play Connect Four.
Well, it's a big deal out here, man. I mean, I'd come out of my pickleball, off my pickleball court, too. Hey, coming up, Yeah Man, No Man's next. It is Dukes and Bell live at Pickle and Social, guys, and Mike, crowd's picking up. More importantly, our competitors have arrived. Bo Johnson's here, right? Is he here?
Yes, he is very angry. He was sitting in about an hour of traffic on 85 because, you know.
I'm glad we're not axe throwing today.
Somebody may have lost some digits, I'll tell you that. But here at Pickle & Social in Buford, it's Pickle & Social Gwinnett. We are on the Cool Ray side of 85 if you're coming northbound, but it's a great layout. Our first chance to experience it. It's got multiple locations. They got like four around Metro Atlanta, more coming because pickleball is exploding. What a scene, man. We're going to have our guys getting underway with the 92.9 The Game Summer Games coming up as our studio audience is, look at this, they're chomping at the bit. They can't wait to see grown men playing Connect Four.
Well.
And are they going to bet on this? That's the next question.
Are they? There's money on the table over there. You don't see it? Of course they're going to bet.
By the way, how does it work with Connect Four? I mean, you really can't do a point spread. It's kind of like a money line.
Yes,
it's a money line. Win or lose.
Hey, man, we got a lot more to get to, including Rusty Manziel's going to join us coming up at 4 o'clock. More bad news for the Dawgs. If you have not heard, stay tuned. We'll tell you all about it. But right now, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The Cavs are here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
Turtle, what is going on?
Well, that applause is not for me, unfortunately. That is for our intrepid contestant, Bo Johnson, making his way to, almost looking like one of those when the All-Star game, the pitchers come out
right.
And they shake the hands of everybody on right. The field before they take their position. That's Bo Johnson right now.
Well, he made it. I'm glad you made it.
All right. I think we're going to get you a shot to get you a little detox here. Decompress, I should say. Not detox, but decompress. After, like, you know, the 8-lane death strip that is 85 this time of day, Carl, it could just ruin anybody's spirit.
No doubt. He came in. He's got a smile on his face. I think he's hiding the anger, but that could bode well for Team Bell. All right, Turtle, what's going on, man?
If I said I had news about the Hawks, would you guess that it would be good news or bad news?
It better be good news. Stop, Landry. It better be good news at this point. Right?
Mike, what do you think?
We signed somebody to a small deal.
No. Kobe Bufkin is out for summer league with a shoulder injury.
Oh, okay.
So one of our promising young guards, because, guys, I don't know if we realize this right now, because I have a question. Hopefully you guys have an answer. Mm-hmm. Who is starting next to Trae Young? Bueller.
Kobe Bufkin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's not playing now.
Yeah.
And those minutes are kind of valuable for his development.
No, he does. And by the way, you're joking, but you're serious. Oh. I like Hunter off the bench.
Yeah.
Which means Bogey could play one of your wings, but you still need somebody playing alongside Trey. You're talking about our bigs. There's an overload right now. We talked about this yesterday with all the centers and fours.
Capella, Okongwu, Larry Nance Jr., yeah. Zeller we brought.
That's not going to be the guys that are going to be on this roster.
Nance Jr. and Zeller just not going to be on this team.
I don't believe so.
I think so. You think you're right. But, yeah, Bogey could start with, I guess, you know, Reese O'Shea is going to play the small forward.
Yeah, he's going to play.
But Or is Dyson Daniels going to start next to Trey?
Well,
and that way you can have Trey's. The whole idea was.
Terrific. Six a game. Yeah, all right.
But no, Trey's going to go for 40, and this guy's going to have his back defensively. So this is where it's going.
But to Mike's point,
Dyson Daniels should start.
He probably will start.
Well, here's the problem. If Bogey starts, you're going to have the worst defensive backcourt in the NBA by a mile.
Well, Bogey. Okay.
We'll play three guards and Reese O'Shea.
I can't debate that.
DeAndre and Reese O'Shea, Bogey, Trey, and Dyson Daniels. Let's go. Hawks action. Hawks fever.
Catch it.
Yeah, so not good news for the
my God.
That isn't good news. Seriously, no. Kobe Bufkin, here's the deal. Showed a lot of promise last year, but he needs minutes. He needs to play. And to not be able – you can tell me all about summer league. You still need to play. You still need to be in there, man.
And he was going to be the lead guard for the summer league team. Right.
Well,
he
not
was going to be running the show.
No one gets up for the summer league more than our old friend Rick Kamala. But again,
Don't do it.
It's a whole lot of nothing.
Don't do it.
And guys going to overreact. The only thing you're seeing in the summer league, which is any portent to what's going to happen in the regular season, is, yes, LeBron's son is not very good, and he's not very good in summer league, and he won't be very good in the NBA.
Well, what if Reese O'Shea goes off, man? Like, I think we can get excited about that. If he sucks, then you won't. But if he does, then you might get excited about it.
Right. Well, now the question becomes, Carl, who's dishing him the ball? Because they don't have a point guard now in summer league.
I'm looking at the roster right now.
What about Veet? Get Veet out there. What about Veet?
Not if he signed that deal. Keaton Wallace.
Oh, excuse me?
Keaton Wallace, Texas San Antonio.
Oh.
6'3", 185 pounds, guard.
Hawks fever.
Catch it.
Jarkel Joyner, too. Jarkel actually can play.
Okay.
Jarkel Joyner's on this team. I'm looking at the roster. NC State.
Jarkel Joyner.
Yeah.
Good name.
Yeah. Ooh. So they got a couple of guards, but that's about it.
Good stuff. All right. For more good news.
Maybe they're going to get somebody off the street in Vegas.
They just might.
Was Jaylen Brown left off the Olympic team because he doesn't like a certain sponsor?
Oh.
There are rumors circulating that after criticizing Nike in the past, that they chose his teammate, Derek White, over Jaylen Brown.
I got to be honest. I didn't quite understand why White got chosen over Brown once Kawhi went down. But, okay, go ahead.
But that is the definition of cutting off your nose to spite your face. Yeah, man, no, man. Quit politicking and just take the best player. I don't care what you
said. Does he wear Adidas? What's he wear?
I don't know who he's rep by.
I'm trying to – I can't make those out. I'm looking at his shoes right now.
Yeah, I can't see
I can't tell what those are.
And by the way
– he's wearing Felix. No, I'm kidding. Derek Coleman.
By the way
– British Knights.
Team USA, they beat Canada. Hi, right. Dylan. But they got off to a slow start. They played great defense. This is what's going to keep them in the tournament in the Olympics.
He doesn't have a shoe deal.
So then what's the beef?
He wears Adidas. I'm looking right now. He wears Adidas.
I mean, I don't get that, though. But to your point, Turtle, yeah, man. Just give me the best players. I know Derek White maybe fits a little bit better. They're not going to be starving.
Are you
for
telling
offense.
Me the sneaker pimps are now driving this? We already got the Clippers leaning on them to dump Kawhi Leonard off the team. Kawhi's never played in the Olympics, by the way. Won't be playing in these. It's crazy.
He's never playing.
I hate to see that the sneaker manager. It's bad enough with the Dream Team. Remember they had a cover there, cover over the coverall with the flags on the stand.
Yep, because guys wouldn't come off of their deals, but right. You know, or at least their sponsorships. Either way, if we win, nobody cares. If we don't, this becomes a situation where they say, "Why didn't we choose Jaylen, who's just now an NBA champion and one of the best players in the league?"
White gives what more defense? Jaylen Brown's great at everything.
No, he is.
Yeah, he's one of the 10
best players in the league.
Derek White's a good player, but Jaylen Brown,
Best player on the team.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Hands down.
A little bit of a hot take from Duke.
Dude, he's not a hot take.
I've been saying it for months.
He's more clutch than Tatum. Like, you saw Tatum. Everybody, like, I get it. Tatum heard all that noise, and he addressed it after they won it all. But Jaylen Brown's the guy I want taking that shot.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Duke's a bell stamp of approval there. All right. This is kind of cool. One of the guys at our sister station in Chicago, his name is Danny Parkins. He does afternoon drive there. He just recently got to check off a bucket list item on his media career.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you what he did, and then I'm going to ask you guys a question.
Before you do that, real quick, just I apologize for being 5 seconds late. From I Miss the Old ATLU. Brown, as we mentioned, is a shoe free agent. Apparently, he expresses his pleasure over Nike dropping Kyrie after Kyrie's anti-Semitic comments.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that because there were guys who backed Kyrie.
Correct.
I remember that.
Correct.
Okay.
So that's where that sneaker flap would stem from. Back to you.
Yeah. Good stuff, Mike.
Again, but if it hurts the product, why are you going to – like, don't you want USA to win gold?
Yeah, and I don't want to be the guy to just say, you know, let's be dismissive of the comments and all that, but literally Kyrie has revived his image. I mean, you know, if you're holding that against guys who backed what he was standing for, which was at the time – again, I'm not talking about the anti-Semitic stuff. I'm simply saying the whole – stance for where he was and why he missed games, and there were guys in the NBA like Brown who backed him on that. You can't.
I mean, he wouldn't get the vaccination, but meanwhile, guys who weren't vaccinated for visiting teams could play in Brooklyn. But he is a guy who worked in New York couldn't play. So some of the stuff was so convoluted. I'm sorry, we're going off on a tangent.
No.
But I mean, look, it's still a free country. You have a right to make an ass out of yourself. But I think that's water under the bridge. I want my best players on the Olympics.
That's all it comes down to.
Period.
I think we have a drop for that, Orin. Why are you talking about old? All right, so Danny Parkins apparently grew up as a huge Colin Cowherd fan.
Okay.
And this week he got to fill in on hosting Colin Cowherd's radio show and his TV show.
Okay.
So that brings me to think about this. If you guys could host any TV game show as a bucket list item for you, which one would you choose?
Wow, a TV game show. A TV game show.
No, for me it's Price is Right.
Come on down.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Come on, it's Price is Right.
Price is Right, ginger ale, and saltine crackers was the stay-at-home sick day of my youth.
I'm going to go with the Family Feud. I'm going to I'm not Steve Harvey. I'm talking to Richard Dawson.
You kissing the women?
Sticking my tongue down the throat of all the female
contestants. You kissing the women?
All right. And here's the McAllister family. This is Edna. Come here, Edna. Oh. You
know. There's such a good YouTube compilation of all the most awkward moments from that show.
Yeah.
If you have, like, good 10, 12 minutes, just go
go grab that.
Richard, why are you still holding her butt? What? It was weird. It was weird. But I will, yeah, I'm going to go with Price is Right. But that's a cool thing for him. That's a cool
Although
thing.
Dick Clark always came off so condescending. You could have said this. You had the answers, Dick, on the $25,000 pyramid.
Yeah.
Because what if you had said, well, thanks now.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to you, Chris.
Yeah, one of my favorite things growing up was getting around with the family and watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with Regis.
Right.
I think that's the one I'd have to go with. I remember the first time the guy
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
The first guy who ever won $1 million didn't use a lifeline. Then on the last question, used the telephone to phone a friend just to call his dad and tell him he was about to win $1 million. It was so cool.
No, that's look, that show was huge. I don't even know. Is it they still doing it?
They still do it, but it's all like game show.
It's
okay.
Different
now.
Versions. Yeah. Isn't that Jane What's-Her-Face hosted now?
She did for a while. Yeah. They had a bunch
Jane?
Of hosts.
I can't remember her last name. Did a million. She did the – oh, I can't think of the show. She's the actress that does all of the Best in Show and A Mighty
Jane
Wind.
Jane Lynch.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. She was hosting.
Works with Christopher Guest in all his movies. Yeah. Weakest Link.
Not
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, but The Weakest Link.
I know who you're talking about now.
Right.
Okay.
You are The Weakest Link. Goodbye. And on that note, Orin hit my music.
That's a fun show, too. I like that. I always think of, like, Slumdog Millionaire. Who wants to be a millionaire?
Yeah.
All right. Now, who's going to win nothing but a boatload of pride in our 99 The Game Summer Games live here at Pickle and Social Gwinnett in Buford? Carl, looks like the players are ready.
Well, they're practicing. They're getting ready. I love Joe Patrick's approach. He's just sitting here mentally taking it in. It's mental reps. Told you I wanted somebody who was mentally ready.
Yeah, mental reps and 12-ounce curls.
Whatever works. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk to Rusty Manziel. On3 is the website. He knows and talks to everybody in college football. And more importantly, he knows all about the Dogs. We'll talk about the latest incident and what happened and how Kirby's going to handle it ahead of SEC Media Days. Next.
Any pick taken with Kate Upton, I'd put it on the wall. I'd put it in a frame whether my fiance liked it or not.
It is Dukes and Bell live at Pickle and Social, guys. And Mike, crowd's picking up. More importantly, our competitors have arrived. Bo Johnson's here, right? Is he here?
Yes, he is very angry. He was sitting in about an hour of traffic on 85 because, you know.
I'm glad we're not axe throwing today.
Somebody may have lost some digits, I'll tell you that. But here at Pickle and Social in Buford, it's Pickle and Social Gwinnett. We are on the Cool Ray side of 85 if you're coming northbound, but it's a great layout. Our first chance to experience it. They've got multiple locations. They've got like four around Metro Atlanta, more coming because pickleball is exploding. What a scene, man. We're going to have our guys getting underway with the 92.9 The Game Summer Games coming up as our studio audience is, look at this, they're chomping at the bit. They can't wait to see grown men playing Connect Four.
Well.
And are they going to bet on this? That's the next question.
Are they? There's money on the table over there. You don't see it? Of course they're going to bet.
By the way, how does it work with Connect Four? You really can't do a point spread. It's kind of a money line.
Yes,
it's a money line. Win or lose.
Yeah, win or lose. Yeah. Hey, man, we got a lot more to get to, including Rusty Manziel is going to join us coming up at 4 o'clock. More bad news for the Dogs. If you have not heard, stay tuned. We'll tell you all about it. But right now, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The Cavs are here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
Turtle, what is going on?
Well, that applause is not for me, unfortunately. That is for our intrepid contestant, Bo Johnson, making his way to, almost looking like one of those when the All-Star game, the pitchers come out,
right,
and they shake the hands of everybody on the field before they take their position. That's Bo Johnson right now.
Well, he made it. I'm glad you made it.
All right. I think we're going to get you a shot to get you a little detox here. Decompress, I should say. Not detox, but decompress. After, like, you know, the 8-lane death strip that is 85 this time of day, Carl, it could just ruin anybody's spirit.
No doubt. He came in. He's got a smile on his face. I think he's hiding the anger, but that could bode well for Team Bell. All right, Turtle, what's going on, man?
If I said I had news about the Hawks, would you guess that it would be good news or bad news?
It better be good news. Stop, Landry. It better be good news at this point. Right?
Mike, what do you think?
We signed somebody to a small deal.
No. Kobe Bufkin is out for summer league with a shoulder injury.
Oh, okay.
So one of our promising young guards, because, guys, I don't know if we realize this right now, because I have a question. Hopefully you guys have an answer. Mm-hmm. Who the is starting next to Trae Young? Bueller.
Kobe Bufkin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's not playing now.
Yeah.
And those minutes are kind of valuable for his development.
No, he does. And by the way, you're joking, but you're serious. I like Hunter off the bench.
Yeah.
Which means Bogey could play one of your wings, but you still need somebody playing alongside Trey. You're talking about our bigs. Was an overload right now. We talked about this yesterday with all the centers and fours.
Capella, Okongwu, Larry Nance Jr., Zeller we brought.
That's not going to be the guys that are going to be on this roster.
Nance Jr. and Zeller just not going to be on this team?
I don't believe so.
I think so. You think you're right. But, yeah, Bogey could start with, I guess, you know, Reese Sachet is going to play the small forward.
Yeah, he's going to play.
But or is Dyson Daniels going to start next to Trey?
And
that way you can have Trey's.
Terrific. Six a game. Yeah, all right.
But no, Trey's going to go for 40, and this guy's going to have his back defensively. So this is where it goes.
But to Mike's point,
Daniels should start.
He probably will start.
Well, here's the problem. If Bogey starts, you're going to have the worst defensive backcourt in the NBA by a mile.
Well, Bogey. Okay.
We'll play three guards, and Reese Sachet will.
I can't debate that.
DeAndre and Reese Sachet, Bogey, Trey, and Dyson Daniels. Let's go. Hawks action. Hawks fever.
Catch it.
Yeah, so not good news for the
That isn't good news. Seriously,
no.
Kobe Bufkin, here's the deal. Showed a lot of promise last year, but he needs minutes. He needs to play. And to not be able – you can tell me all about Summer League. You still need to play. You still need to be in there, man.
And he was going to be the lead guard for the Summer League team.
Right.
Well,
he
was going to be running the show.
No one gets up for the Summer League more than our old friend Rick Camelo. But again,
Don't do it.
It's a whole lot of nothing.
Don't do it.
A guy's going to overreact. The only thing you're seeing in the Summer League, which is any portent to what's going to happen in the regular season, is, yes, LeBron's son is not very good, and he's not very good in Summer League, and he won't be very good in the NBA.
Well, what if Rishashe goes off, man? Like, I think we can get excited about that. If he sucks, then you won't. But if he does, then you might get excited about it.
Right. Well, now the question becomes, Carl, who's dishing him the ball? Because they don't have a point guard now in Summer League.
I'm looking at the roster right now.
What about Veet? Get Veet out there. What about Veet?
Not if he signed that deal. Keaton Wallace.
Oh, excuse me?
Keaton Wallace, Texas San Antonio. 6'3", 185 pounds, guard.
Hawks fever.
Catch it.
Jarkel Joyner, too. Jarkel actually can play.
Okay.
Jarkel Joyner's on this team. I'm looking at the roster. NC State.
Jarkel Joyner.
Yeah.
Good name.
Yeah. Ooh. So they got a couple of guards, but that's about it.
Good stuff. All right. For more good news.
Maybe they're going to get somebody off the street in Vegas.
They just might.
Was Jaylen Brown left off the Olympic team because he doesn't like a certain sponsor?
Oh.
There are rumors circulating that after criticizing Nike in the past, that they chose his teammate, Derek White, over Jaylen Brown.
I got to be honest. I didn't quite understand why White got chosen over Brown once Kawhi went down. But, okay, go ahead.
But that is the definition of cutting off your nose to spite your face. Yeah, man, no, man. Quit politicking and just take the best player. I don't care what you
said. Does he wear Adidas? What's he wear?
I don't know who he's rep by.
I'm trying to – I can't make those out. I'm looking at his shoes right now.
Yeah, I can't see
either. I can't tell what those are.
And by the way
– he's wearing Felix. No, I'm kidding. Derek Coleman.
By the way
– British Knights.
Team USA, they beat Canada. Dylan. But they got off to a slow start. They play great defense. This is what's going to keep them in the tournament in the Olympics.
He doesn't have a shoe deal.
So then what's the beef?
He wears Adidas. I'm looking right now. He wears Adidas.
I mean, I don't get that, though. But to your point, Turtle, yeah, man. Just give me the best players. I know Derek White maybe fits a little bit better. They're not going to be starving
for offense.
Are
you telling me the sneaker pimps are now driving this? We already got the Clippers leaning on them to dump Kawhi Leonard off the team. Kawhi's never played in the Olympics, by the way. We won't be playing in these. It's crazy.
He's never playing.
I hate that. I hate to see that the sneaker man. It's bad enough with the Dream Team. Remember they had a cover there, cover over the coverall with the flags on the stand.
Yep, because guys wouldn't come off of their deals, but you know, or at least their sponsorships. Either way, if we win, nobody cares. If we don't, this becomes a situation where they say, "Why didn't we choose Jaylen, who's just now an NBA champion and one of the best players in the league?"
White gives more defense. Jaylen Brown's great at everything.
No, he is.
Yeah, he's one of the 10
best players
in the league. Derek White's a good player, but Jaylen Brown,
Best player on the team.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Hands down.
A little bit of a hot take from Duke.
Dude, he's not a hot take.
I've been saying it for months.
He's more clutch than Tatum. Like, you saw Tatum. I get it. Tatum heard all that noise, and he addressed it after they won it all. But Jaylen Brown's the guy I want taking that shot.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
Duke's a bell stamp of approval there. All right. So this is kind of cool. One of the guys at our sister station in Chicago, his name is Danny Parkins. He does afternoon drive there. He just recently got to check off a bucket list item on his media career.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you what he did, and then I'm going to ask you guys a question.
Before you do that, real quick, I apologize for being 5 seconds late. From I missed the old ATLU. Brown, as we mentioned, is a shoe free agent. Apparently, he expresses his pleasure over Nike dropping Kyrie after Kyrie's anti-Semitic comments.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that because there were guys who backed Kyrie.
Correct.
I remember that.
Correct.
Okay.
So that's where that sneaker flap would stem from. Back to you.
Yeah. Good stuff, Mike.
Again, but if it hurts the product, why are you going to – like, don't you want USA to win gold?
Yeah, and I don't want to be the guy to just say, you know, let's be dismissive of the comments and all that, but literally Kyrie has revived his image. I mean, you know, I mean, if you're holding that against guys who backed what he was standing for, which was at the time – again, I'm not talking about the anti-Semitic stuff. I'm simply saying the whole stance for where he was and why he missed games, and there were guys in the NBA like Brown who backed him on that. Right. You can't.
Well, I mean, he wouldn't get the vaccination, but meanwhile, guys who weren't vaccinated for visiting teams could play in Brooklyn. But he is a guy who worked in New York, couldn't play. So some of the stuff was so convoluted. I'm sorry, we're going off on a tangent.
No.
But I mean, look, it's still a free country. You have a right to make an ass out of yourself. But I think that's water under the bridge. I want my best players on the Olympics.
That's all it comes down.
Period.
I think we have a drop for that, Oren. Why are you talking about old? All right, so Danny Parkins apparently grew up as a huge Colin Cowherd fan.
Okay.
And this week he got to fill in on hosting Colin Cowherd's radio show and his TV show.
Okay.
So that brings me to think about this. If you guys could host any TV game show as a bucket list item for you, which one would you choose?
Wow, a TV game show. A TV game show.
No, for me it's Price is Right.
Come on down.
Yeah. Dun, 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 yeah. Come on, it's Price is Right.
Price is Right, ginger ale, and saltine crackers was the stay-at-home sick day of my youth.
Dude. I'm going to go with the Family Feud. And I'm not Steve Harvey. I'm talking to Richard Dawson.
You kissing the women?
Sticking my tongue down the throat of all the female
kiss the women?
and here's the McAllister family. This is Edna. Come here, Edna.
There's such a good YouTube compilation of all the most awkward moments from that show.
Yeah.
If you have like good 10, 12 minutes, just go grab it.
Richard, why are you still holding her butt? What? It was weird. It was weird. But I'm going to go with Price is Right. But that's a cool thing for him. That's a cool
thing. Dick Clark always came up so condescending. You could have said this. You had the answers, Dick, on the $25,000 pyramid.
Oh, yeah.
Because what if you had said that? Well, thanks now.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to you, Chris.
Yeah, one of my favorite things growing up was getting around with the family and watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with Regis.
Right.
I think that's the one I'd have to go with. Mm. I remember the first time the guy
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
The first guy who ever won the $1 million didn't use a lifeline. Then on the last question, used the telephone to phone a friend just to call his dad and tell him he was about to win $1 million. It was so cool.
No, that's look, that show was huge. I don't even know. Is it they still doing it?
They still do it, but it's on like game show.
It's different.
Now.
Version. Yeah. Now, isn't that Jane? What's her face? Host it now.
She did for a while. Yeah. They had a bunch
Jane?
Of hosts.
I can't remember her last name. Did a million. She did the. Oh, I can't think of the show. She's the actress that does all of the Best in Show and A Mighty
Jane
Wind. Jane Lynch.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. She was hosting.
Works with Christopher Guest in all his movies. Yeah. Weakest Link. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, but The Weakest Link.
I know who you're talking about now. Right. Okay.
You are The Weakest Link. Goodbye. And on that note, Oren hit my music.
That's a fun show, too. I like that. I always think of, like, Slumdog Millionaire. Who wants to be a millionaire? All right. Now, who's going to win nothing but a boatload of pride in our 99 The Game Summer Games live here at Pickle and Social Gwinnett in Buford? Carl, looks like the players are ready.
Well, they're practicing. They're getting ready. I love Joe Patrick's approach. He's just sitting here mentally taking it in. It's mental reps. Told you I wanted somebody who was mentally ready.
Yeah, mental reps and 12-ounce curls.
Whatever works. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk to Rusty Manziel. On3 is the website. He knows and talks to everybody in college football. And more importantly, he knows all about the Dogs. We'll talk about the latest incident and what happened and how Kirby's going to handle it ahead of SEC Media Days. Next.
Any pick taken with Kate Upton, I'd put it on the wall. I'd put it in a frame whether my fiance liked it or not.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And
thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.